Module 6, Listen to the Children. Session 1, start each child off on the right foot. Objective, develop the crucial listening skills necessary for shaping a faith journey for children. Usually, before you start an important journey, you do a little bit of planning. You think about the route you'll travel, what to take, and where you'll stop along the way. In Children's RCIA, we also need to do a little bit of planning. Indeed, in order to know what route to travel on the road to Christ, we first need to listen to the children who are seeking initiation. Listen to the seekers. Way back in Module 1, Session 1, we pointed out that the children are seekers. They seek Christian initiation either at the direction of their parents or guardians or with parental permission on their own initiative. RCIA number 252, Canada number 242. Thus, once the children grace our parish doorsteps, the first step of the journey is to find out what they seek and what they need. I suggest you do this by having an initial conversation with the child and parent. The initial conversation might look like what I've outlined below. The initial conversation. After noticing on the religious education registration form that 9-year-old Derek was not baptized, I called his mom and asked if she and Derek would meet with me. About a week later, the three of us sat down to talk, and the conversation went something like this. Welcome. We're so happy you registered for religious education. I notice you're new in the parish, and this is Derek's first time in religious education. We'd like Derek's experience to be as meaningful and as helpful as possible. Would you tell me a little bit about Derek's religious formation up to this point, and what brings you to our parish? Upon Derek's request, he and his mom have been coming to church for a few months. His mom provides some information about the family's religious history. She wants Derek to be baptized. Derek, how would you feel about what your mom just said? Do you want to be baptized? Derek shrugs, with not much to say. Let me tell you about our process for preparing children for baptism. Briefly describe children's RCIA, then ask his mom if she'd be willing to come to sessions. At some point, you also need to obtain basic information such as contact information, church and sacramental information of family, school and grade information, parental information including custody and marriage issues. Also, ask whom they know in the parish. This can help when finding sponsoring families. And Derek, would you be willing to come to some sessions with your mom? After Derek unenthusiastically agrees to come to the sessions, I talk with him about his notions of God and his previous faith formation. The purpose of these next questions is to begin to determine Derek's level of faith formation. The depth of his formation will help determine what the period of evangelization and pre-catechumenate will look like and how long it will last. Adapt the following questions to fit the child and the situation. Tell me what you know about God. Jesus. Who are some of the people who have taught you about God? Do you ever pray to God? Could you tell me how you pray? What are some Bible stories you have heard? Do you have a favorite? Tell me about any churches that you have attended. What did you like about them? Why do you think you might want to be baptized? As it turned out, Derek did not have much to say about God or Jesus or church. It became fairly evident that Derek needed to be evangelized and that his mother could benefit from re-evangelization. Thus began the period of evangelization and pre-catechumenate. On the other hand, it's also an important note that the period of evangelization and pre-catechumenate began well before Derek and his mom came to our parish. The Holy Spirit was already well at work in their lives, leading them in their journey to the living God. The RCIA describes the beginning of the journey this way. After hearing the mystery of Christ proclaimed, consciously and freely, they seek the living God and enter the way of faith and conversion as the Holy Spirit opens their hearts. Number 1, Canada number 1. Therefore, as we begin the pre-catechumenate, we need to be aware that the Spirit has led the children to us and that the process of conversion began long before. The children's responses to those initial questions that you ask will help you determine what you need to do in the first few pre-catechumenate sessions. For example, with Derek it was clear that we needed to do some simple sessions on who God is and God's great love for us. Derek needed to hear the basic good news, and it didn't hurt for his mom to hear it again too. You'll see the session we did with Derek in Exercise 3. In concluding this first session on pre-catechumenate, we've given you some ideas on starting off the process with an initial conversation with the child and parent. Take a look at exercise 1 for more details on the initial conversation.